Bradley got his boot on yesterday, first time, and came out and did quite a light session. But again, it's about building up the strength, really, again. I think when you've had the symptoms that he's had, it's building up some strength again. You know, if anybody who's been ill, I'm sure we all have, your body gets drained, really, of energy, and you need to put it back in. So he started eating again yesterday. He's trained yesterday. He'll be stronger today, hopefully stronger tomorrow, and get ready to see if we're going to use him on Tuesday night.
Just when reflections on the weekend, it's a good 3 points no matter how they come at this stage, isn't it? Although you have got high standards.
I think the goal that we lost right on half time sort of knocked a bit of the stuffing out of us, you know. I think and give them a little bit of belief. You know, there was a real frustration at half time that we hadn't really put the game to bed, and we had the opportunities to do that, and I thought it was a really, really positive first half performance, and you know, the players deserve massive credit for that. I think their ability to keep reproducing the performances, you know, and as we've always said, there's no easy games in this league. Every game is really tough, and as the second half proved, every team has got real threats, and so it was just one at the end of the game. We talked to tick that one off, put the points in the bag, move on, let's prepare and get ready to go to Wimbledon and see if we can reproduce it.
Are you expecting a few more away games of a similar ilk between now and the run-in, bearing in mind every game now gets more important as we get closer to the finish?
Yeah, you have to be really careful, really, even looking at the fixture list. You just got to take the next one as it comes, because that game stands on its own 2 feet. We've had 2 away games, we've got over the first hurdle, this is the second one. We've got to try and clear this one if we can, and then we've got obviously a huge game against Wigan, and beyond that I'm not sure. But if it's Blackpool, for instance, at home, Blackpool went to Wigan and won 2-0 only last week. So any easy games? No, they're all massively tough. There's only 3 points for each of them. We have to stay really focused, try and stay fit, try and stay healthy, and then trust the talent that we've got at our disposal to go and try and get the job done.
I suppose it's stating the obvious when you're top of the league, but you have done particularly well away from home all season, haven't you? You could probably find one or two disappointments along the route, but other than that, you've done pretty well on the road, haven't you?
Yeah, that's a great credit to the players. Early on, we were doing it slightly different from what we're doing it now, I think. So they have got some flexibility of the way we can play. Early on, we were playing a lot without the ball, and having a real counter-attack threat, and more of late, we've been more on the front foot. But again, that's credit to the players, that the flexibility's there, depending on who's available to play on any given day. So, yeah, I think we're looking forward to it. I've said to them yesterday, really, we should look forward to going to Wimbledon. Let's not fear any game. I know it's a long trip down there. It's a night game. It's a small little stadium. It's Wimbledon, who aren't that far away from the Wimbledon of old. You know, they're pretty direct. They're very physical. They've got great energy levels, and you know you're in a game. They came to Ewood and beat us 1-0, I think. But so we've got something to go down there and try and show them that we're a decent team, and let's see how we get on.
Just on the new players, they've been here about a month now, Tony, since you brought them in. Not started every game, because you said that they would have to have a look at the way things were going with the players who'd done so well. But how much have they added in terms of competition, in terms of quality, in terms of where you want to be? Just how much better is your squad for the arrivals of those January signings?
Whilst they haven't started every game, they've played important roles, important parts, I think. And I did tell them when we signed them, they're going to have to be patient, as the team were doing pretty well, and they can't just come and expect to get straight in the team. They have to earn the right to get in there, and ultimately, as we've had some, you know, situations like an illness at the weekend to Bradley Dack, it's important that we've got other players that can come in and do the job. And I think Jack Payne, for instance, has shown everybody what a talent he is, and you know, how technical he is, and how he can play forward and he can link the play for the team. Armstrong's come in and scored goals, of course, and looked a threat, either whether he's playing down the middle or he's coming off the left. I think Amari Bell, every time you see him on the pitch, how smooth he is with the ball, you know, an amazing delivery at the back stick for Dominic, really, who headed into the ground and over the bar late on at Walsall at the weekend. Now he can glide past players. He's happy enough with the signings we made, and the competition for places now is getting stronger as Tonnison is getting himself back to being able to get on the pitch, and soon he'll be ready to start games. Craig Conway's going to train today. Peter Whittingham's going to train today. Ben Gladwin's going to train today, and so all of a sudden, we've got the squad is looking deeper, and and hopefully we can utilise it as we move forward.
Your physio's doing a good job, isn't he? You've hardly got anyone being treated now, have you?
No, it's getting there. I think, you know, bottom line, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had 6 first team players sitting on the bench, and sitting on the physio's bench rather than on our bench, and you know, we went to some young players, and like so young Travis have shown everybody that they are more than capable of stepping in as well. So competition is getting strong, but that has to reflect with performances and results on the pitch, of course, and we've got to make sure that everybody feels a part of what we're trying to achieve, that we're not having people feeling on the outside of it and not contributing and getting a bit down. It's important to keep everybody involved and make sure that competition is a real positive rather than a negative.